The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 14, 1976, in Bombay, India.
So you explain Bhagavad Gita as it is there in Amravati?
Yes.
They like it?
Yes. Many young people are very attracted.
Yes, when real thing when you present it, you should act.
Many people frankly admit that they had a very vague idea of religion. It is not so.
Not many, all of them. They do not know what is it. Therefore there are so many rascal religions. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins, Dharma Prodhita Akaita Vata. All cheating type of religions kicked out from them. This is beginning. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has translated. Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale, Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. Whatever is going on throughout the whole world as religion, Bhagavad is condemning them as simply cheating. Very clear answer. Chale and chale. Chale means cheating.
Chalkapata.
So whatever is going on in the name of religion, simply cheating. Because religion means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavatpanna. Religion means the laws given by God. That is, if you do not know who is God, then what is the law? And God is coming personally, giving the law. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sam. They will not take it. In their absence, they will say, we have not seen God, we do not know who is God. And when He comes, we do not take it. They are misguided by the leaders. Bhagavad Gita is obvious. Take Bhagavad Gita. But don't touch Krishna. Untouchable. Take the egg and cut the throat of the chicken. It is expensive. Take one thing. Hind part, you get egg. And mouth is expensive, cut it. Or the cooking lad. Very intelligent. This part is expensive and this part is powerful. Keep this part and cut. So as soon as in Bhagavad Gita you say, you have to become devotee of Krishna. No, cut. That part cut. And Krishna said, karmanne bodhikaraste, and what? Like astral, yes. Day and night. Yes.
That is the most favorite slogan of everything.
Yes. Because they're asses. Asses, they want, even in Tehran, I saw the ass. This is Indian symbol. Loaded.
The cords or something.
Right. Some tons of. The ass does not know why he is carrying so much load. Therefore, Mura. What he is carrying? What is his profit, isn't it? What is carrying so much? I'm big industry. I've got so much business. What are you doing in industry? And that is it. Yes. But we are described as asses. They do not know what is the intention.
how does it matter what people call Krishna, but whether they call Bhagavan or Vishnu or what person, if it is just only one God? We're removing Krishna from Gita, but putting Bhagavan there instead of Krishna, how does it matter?
Krishna said, Matta Paradanam Nanyam Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajante vāna, buddhābhāva samanta. Bhavunām janmanām ante, jñānavān mām prabhadrati. Idamute jñānam prakhyātam, buryād bhajyatamam. Maya. Then next line. Brimisha. Brimisha idam. Yatechasi tathātu. Find out the Shruti. It is strong word because we are misled by foolish leader. We are confused. Otherwise everything is clear.
Jite jnanam akhyatam guhya guhya dharammaya vimrishyeta dasheshena Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
What do you want more? It is up to you. He has explained everything. What is karma yoga, what is jnana yoga, what is jnana yoga. What is bhakti yoga? What is the ultimate goal? Sarvadharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṁ. He has explained everything. Now it is up to you to think about it and do what you like. There is no force. You are at liberty. So your question has no standing. You have to decide if you have got intelligence to take up the instruction of Krishna and be happy. It is up to you. What was your question? What was your question?
What was my question? I said, how does it matter what name we give to Krishna? Whether we call him by Bhagavan or other names?
Dog, cat, whatever you like.
As far as
you say, whatever you like, you can call him a dog, a cat.
The names of Bhagavan only, I say.
Do you know Bhagavan's name? You do not know Bhagavan. How do you know Bhagavan's name?
But it's interchangeably used.
What is interchangeable? It says, Ma may come. Where is interchangeable? Why manufacture? Fertile brain. Don't make your brain fertile. That is why rascal. Why interchange? Maam ekam. Ekam.
That is, Krishna is the only God. That's why there is no other alternative. Krishna is the God, that's why no alternative.
Krishna, that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti Chansatana Pumsa Krishna Tu Bhagavan. All incarnation of God in this sky. The summary is given at the end that all these names, Ram, Nisimha, Barahava, and so many, hundreds and thousands. So, all of them are Krishna's plenary portion or portion of the plenary. Ete cha aṁsa kala. And this Krishna is to Bhagavan. He is your union. Eti chang sukala punta Krishna stu Bhagavan. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhu. There are many incarnations of God. There are so many incarnations that you cannot count it. This day it is stated in this Srimad Bhagavatam that like you cannot count the weights of the beaver. Similarly, you cannot count how many incarnations are there. But Bhagavad gives you the information that all these incarnations, innumerable incarnations, they are portion or part of the portion, but Krishna is to Bhagavan. And Krishna has to confirm that Matta Parataram Dhanya, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, and the origin, Mahamekam Sarvasya, there is a limitation. Unfortunately, you have got fertile brain, the man of things, and that is your misfortune. So it's better to remain a fool before the acharya, then he will make progress. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru mane murkha dekhi karila sasa. My Guru saw me a fool number one, and he has chastised me. When Prakashananda Saraswati asked him that you are a sannyasi, he has simply chanted. He replied like this, Guru mane murkha dekhi karila sasa. My Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one, therefore he has said, you simply chant for it. You ask that you cannot do anything. So I am doing, I am getting it. He represented himself, a representative of the fools and rascals. So, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. This is the only thing. Chant for it. Then it gradually come to your original sense. Chaita Datta Namahajana, Baba Mahadava. It is a very easy thing. People will not tell. They want to see magic, they want to see jugglery, they want to hear all nonsense. Talk nonsense sitting there day night. Satcha bole tumhare rakha, jhuta jagat me. Danna kali yug dukh lage ar haspa. Krishna is speaking, but personally, that is not good. They go to some rascal who can talk jugglery and show magic. Who can show? Greater magic than Krishna. Who has done it? A 7 years old boy lifting the mountain. And that is mystic, mythology. When Krishna shows something wonderful, that is mythology. Another common sense is that there are hundreds and thousands and millions of planets. There is no life where you have rocks and sand and everything is here. Yeah, there are rocks and sands and there are living entities, there are forests, there are buildings, everything. Variety. Why other planets without variety? Somebody has created, why is so dull that he has created everything here and everywhere simply rocks and sand. Now what business he had to do with rocks and sand? Misspent his valuable time for creating rocks and sand. And what from the sand came? Scientifically, sand is there where there is sea. Because sand is sodium silicate. It is its manufactured form, salt. So without water there is no question of sand. So this is a little consider. And rock is also a combination of sand.
In today's time there is a news item, very light, but it can be taken in a deeper sense.
What is that?
Somebody has given a prediction, I forget his name, but he says that in the next 30 years or so, human beings will discover some things on which gravity does not act.
Human beings will discover some things on which the law of gravity does not work.
Law
of gravity does not work now also. You take one a small needle and you take one big log. The log will float and the needle will go down. The needle is so less wet, but it goes down. And the log is so heavy, it flows.
That is only relative. Both are being acted on.
They are relative, it is not absolute.
The thing is, till now, we are thinking that light is the fastest thing. And all our thinking was conditioned by that, at least in the scientific context.
Scientific context in Hawaii. They cut all the coconuts because then the scientists love everything. But we don't care for them. We don't care. We are keeping the coconut on our hands. We never think of love everything. They should be thought down. Those who are very much advanced in love everything, they have lost all the beauty of the trees. They are afraid. This is their game of love. We have discussed this point, why the green apple does not fall down. This is their concoction. And why the other planets do not fall down? With so many rocks.
Millions of stars.
Millions, they do not fall down. But why the law of gravity is acting?
Now, the news item shows that.
That means, law means it is made by somebody. And the maker, if he likes, it will act. If he does not like, it will not act. There is a Lord Ramchandra. All the stones he threw over the sea and they began to flow. Not that when he made that breeze with stones, they are solidified. No, they began to flow. And all the monkeys went over there. So the lawmaker is Lord Ramchandra. If he likes, the stone will go down. If he doesn't like, it will flow. The lawmaker is fair, not the law. It's like in the state law. Today it is law, tomorrow it is no law. It depends on the lawmaker. There's the Govardhan Hill. What law is there?
Krishna's law.
No, even the yogis, they can do that. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Shakti, Siddhi, Paksha Siddhi Yoga. By yogic process, you can become so stout and strong that you can take the hill of Mahima.
To you, and I think Mr. Swarav had forwarded my letter to you, to which I got a reply, and I was asked to come and meet you today. I just inquired with the gentleman that is it the right forum or the right place where I can discuss. Actually, what I had in mind, or I should rather say I have in mind, I have got about 30 acres of land at Udaipur in Rajasthan, and I was trying to make a compass with studios, laboratories, and residential places for these producers, stars, castes, and things. And when discussing with Mr. Swarav, I was advised that some spare land which we had thought of utilizing for horticulture, we would better utilize it for cow herds, to have about, say, about 100 cows. Well, this I had been thinking, apart from this cowherd business, I had been thinking about this campus quite some time back, and when I met Giridhar and then we started getting more close to this association, I thought that why not should we have a temple of Lord Krishna as a center where from we start the activities.
We must have Krishna. Next problem.
Well,
we have got experience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also introduced this gravity play, but the play was performed by a great devotee. So, unless devotees attract, this play will not be effective.
Yes, I have discussed that also with Mr. Swarav.
Devotees who can spare time. As far as all the devotees, they are also in the training. And if they have to learn another training, that will be very difficult.
Sir, you will perhaps agree that towards...
That we are doing. Just like in New York, we have got stage. So, we are playing something from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad, occasionally.
I saw in New York 1 month back. I was in New York. In the temple I started Brahma and Gita. It was really very exciting.
Yeah.
I had been there. My two sons are there in New York. so I took them to the temple. So your divine grace was there at the time, perhaps busy or something, so I couldn't have the darshan. And
then I was there, you were.
So then, yes, so same day I was leaving for India. So I couldn't have the darshan, so I just got. Yeah, Giraji told me it.
So whatever they can, then. But a thin project can be done, provided it is done in foreign countries. Here everything is expensive, lacking manpower. Make a film requires a huge amount of money.
Money, perhaps, sir, we would be able to. That problem we will be able to surmount, because initially, for the project, not only making the film, the whole project of the campus, I have got the blueprint with me. When you were little Teresa, I will show the blueprint and I will have your blessings that if I am able to achieve it. What I was thinking that a short film, say about 8 to 10,000 feet, which occupies an hour and 20 minutes or so, initially made and dubbed into as many languages as can be done, because the sound portion is always separate. And as I was discussing with Mr. Swarup Giridhar,
the life of Krishna is known. Almost everyone.
Yes. So, and also, sir, there are numerous pictures. Numerous pictures also. But what we have to educate the people, sir?
By practice. We are training them to practice how to become devotees. A superficial seeing the activities of Krishna, this is not possible. One has to practice. It's like we are going to start Gurukul. Gurukul means practice. Brahmachari Gurukule Basant Dhanta. How to become self-controlled, dumb. That is the... So our mission is to awaken the original consciousness, and that can be done by practice. Without practice it is not possible. It is not by seeing some picture one becomes Krishna conscious. That is not possible.
So, sir, do we not convey to a larger people?
That is being done through books.
But, sir, books are for such people who can read, who can understand. When
yes, something can be done. Because by showing the picture, but taking consideration of the labor and money invested in that way, the response will be not satisfied. It is not possible.
Yes, what I was thinking that we have a limit.
I see that Krishna is lifting the gold on here, many of them will laugh. Then this is all mythology. A boy is lifting Prabhupada's head. Many of them will laugh. Instead of taking seriously. Because unless one is devotee, he cannot understand what is Krishna. And as soon as he sees the boy Krishna is lifting Govardhan here, he does not understand what is Krishna. He is up. He entered the Jagannath temple, he immediately went, here is my Lord Krishna. And the artist will see what he has seen, an odd figure, not very beautiful, that this man has painted. Actually, there is nothing so extraordinary that one should be painted. But we see basically that there is no paint, here is my love. It is the question of vision. Nemanjana churita bhakti bilochanena santasya daiva hridayeshu vilokaya. One, there is confirmation. One who is trained up to see God, he can see. Otherwise, nemanjana churita bhakti bilochanena. It's like sometimes you cannot see properly, there is what is called.
Cataract?
Cataract? No, no. That's an ointment.
Kajal?
Kajal is an English word.
Surma?
No. That is not English word.
That?
Kali something. So, Bhagavad Prem. Premanjana Chutanjana means that.
Anjana, self.
There is English proper word.
Self. No, you tinge the eyes in the salve of love, right?
Self, yes.
Self.
That is a self. The self of love. One who has painted his eyes with self of love, he can see.
But sir, there will be only a few who can reach that stage, but the downtrodden.
But that is why Manushanam Sahasya Supasthita Dutti Siddhaya Jatatama Visidhyanam Pasthita Dutti Mahanta. You cannot make such person by showing fear.
No, that I admit. It is not possible to make men devotees or religious by showing flims. But
mind diversion.
At least those who cannot read our books, to whom individually we cannot reach in spite of our...
But they know. They hear. They hear. There are different processes. They know Krishna is. It's like in India, the Janmashtami is coming. I think 7% houses will observe Janmashtami. There is no doubt. Either he is a devotee of Krishna or not Krishna. Even some Mohammedans are there, I know.
Yes, Parsis, Mohammedans, Goras.
They are there.
They are there.
So, to some extent, they have got some affection for Krishna. But not to that extent. They will be overwhelmed. May Saint Krishna.
I think it is generally people are more attracted to society by the behavior of devotees rather than philosophy. Krishna's pastime is philosophy. Philosophy is there, but generally when they see the devotees and by association, purification comes. As you say, there are so many books about it. If the movie is made, just like our Hare Krishna people movie, it is showing the practical example of how one can live Krishna consciously and solve all the problems of the day-to-day life. Such a movie can attract people to become devotees rather than...
For the students it is good idea. For the students.
For everyone. I mean,
and that apart, those who cannot read the book, they are still better. And those who can read the book, they are still more dangerous.
That is better. They will misrepresent the whole thing, misinterpret it.
Kutarkwal.
They will misrepresent,
interpret, the danger is still more there. It is rather more with the educated people that the danger is there than the uneducated. But to reach the uneducated, we have, I was thinking, this is a better media. This is one of the medias, perhaps, I wouldn't say better, perhaps one of the medias by which we can reach them in a larger crowd.
But not in the way that the films are made.
No, that is what's there. I don't want, I could produce it.
That's Krishna consciousness is developed when one practices according to the prescribed method. Tamasa brahmacharyena samena tameena va tyagena satta shauchabhyam jameena niyameena va. These are the process, tapasya, brahmacharya. So, it is very difficult for the common man to undergo tapasya. Little tapasya we have introduced. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. That is also become very difficult nowadays.
But is it not possible that the mediums through the world will know the name of society of Krishna consciousness, and then they will be attracted more and more, and they will
when you want to attract people, you have to show that revolver is
there.
But there are also good persons who are not.
That good person is very, very rare. Actual education point of view.
Yes, sir.
Unless one is put into practice, it is not. That is Vedic culture. From the beginning of life, students were sent to Gurukul for practicing how to become brahmacharya. That training is very important. Then they attend as grihastha, then vanaprastha, and ultimately sannyas, completely renounced. So immediately a person cannot be renounced, therefore gradually, step by step. So, unless there is proper training, not just like we are selling millions of copies of this book, the reading, how many of them coming forward? It requires training. Training is essential to make people conscious.
I would rather request that you direct your efforts.
Yes, sir.
If one goes in the village without any dress, without any hippie, plays the part of Krishna, and somebody plays the part of Radharani, thousands of people will come. There is no need of him. Yatra party.
Yatra party, sir, there, sir. Yes. Even the things we show to those remote villages,
no,
and it has
to
a
say that mass of people will come as soon as they hear that here is some play going on, Krishna pastime, still in India.
It is there, sir. So what my submission was, that what we do as film producers and in this line of business, that we do it more on commercial basis. Gimmicks are there, these things are there, but then it is not so much educative. What your Prabhupada wants to convey, if as a member of
the education you cannot give. Education means it is practical practice. But to show something, that you can attract, even without pain, the Jatra particle.
Jatra parties are here again. The problem is, in this vast country, or for that purpose, if you take the whole world as a place, how many Jatra parties can we
say that even if you attract better crowd, what will be the benefits? Unless you come to the point of practicing, there is no profit. Who will be attracted to practice?
That is the concept.
Nobody is that. We are getting practical experience.
In other words, just being attracted to philosophy is not sufficient.
Now, just like we are attempting, not only we are everywhere, we have got nice buildings, nice field of activities, and Spain, Bombay, we are constructing such beautiful house. So, we are asking at least those who are Hellenic people, that they be retired, come here and practice Krishna consciousness. No. Nobody is prepared to practice. And this is a thing. Without practice, you cannot realize.
That is why, sir, without going outside,
the
whole thing, if we make it...
Just like the practice is also not very typical. Just like Krishna says, man mana bhava man bhakta man jaji man namaskuru. So, if you daily come to the temple, see the deity, you will have some impression. And you can think of Krishna, how he is playing flute, how he is nicely dressed, how Radharani is standing by his side. Then manmana. You can think of Krishna very easily. So manmana, bhavamad bhakta. And as soon as you think of Krishna, you become a devotee. Because a businessman will not spare so much time thinking Krishna how he is playing flute. He has no business. Without being bhakta, nobody will be interested to meditate upon Krishna, how he is standing, how he is playing flute. This is bhakta's duty. So anyone who is sparing some time to think of Krishna, that means automatically he becomes bhakta. Manmana, bhava-mana. Marjaji, then naturally, if he becomes bhakta, naturally, then why not offer to Krishna something? Naturally. He brings some fruits, some flowers, some grains, and Krishna is accepting them. Bhaktam Krishman Palam Poya, Yomi Bhaktyabhuti. So, to think of Krishna, to become a devotee, and to offer him something, Patram Guru, and offer him obeisances. These things are development of Krishna consciousness. And the result is, find out this word, Manavaram. Mami Vaishyasi Yasam. By simply executing these four principles, Krishna assures that it will come, he will come asamsaya, without any doubt.
Without some, sir.
asking you to produce a part in the life of Krishna. Your divine grace. If it produces a distorting all our mythological.
But as soon as you say mythology, there is no Krishna.
Or say, not say mythology, I mean to say, my meaning was that they are distorting all of our religious, they are making films, doing something, unusual things and very cheap things. He can reform that and bring the spiritualism.
No, unless he practice, he will not.
To the art. He can bring spiritualism to the art.
Not that, you can use your art.
Yes,
just to give some incentive. But the thing is, unless we practice,
that is the most important. Practice of that is the essence. Of course, that is the essence. But to think to the essence, something should be directed the people to the right path.
It can be a part of the propaganda.
Yes. Because in India, it's even.
But for that part of propaganda, the energy will require new energy, money, energy, to spare, use money, energy. Just like Krishna is lifting the hip, you saw in the picture. You can inform also about that lifting, like talking with him.
No, that is why, sir, what my suggestion was that we are conveying whatever is there in Bhagavad Gita or whatever one subject we take. While we are discussing the subject, after all, we are also human beings.
I have already said. You can take it.
Same time,
part.
We give some flashbacks. And in with purity.
See the film, don't smoke. No visitor.
No, sir. In the cinema houses, right. They don't smoke.
No, that is another thing. But
of course, by force, that it has been enforced.
But even you can request us.
We can. I mean, that is what I say. Stage by stage, that stage can be reached, sir. They will feel that they will be ashamed not to smoke when such a spiritual thing is being shown to them.
Creating an atmosphere.
Gradually it can, it is not a thing of a day. It will take years to come. You will have to go. And my point was that.
But here there is no question of energy. Begin. Hare Krishna and people
in the minister of film, you can have some Hare Krishna.
Immediately.
That we are, suppose I am getting, sir, as you said about my.
Begin. Anna vilasita sunnam. If there is any other motive, then immediately there is no work. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma ganabhitam anukudvena krishna nusilinam bhakti. There may be little bhakti touch, but the uttama bhakti, the definition is anna vilasita sunnam. So, it is very difficult for the actors and actresses to give up the commercial idea. That is unnavilas. That by playing like this, I will be popular, I will get money. This is unnavilas. So to make it zero is very difficult. Unless it is zero, there is no work.
More education.
But everything can be doctored. Nidbande Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagyam. Just like, or Sitaram. She wants to give some respect to help Krishna movement. That is very good.
She wanted to mint money.
Huh?
If she wanted to mint money in this country, she would have been one of the richest artists in this country.
Yeah.
But because she is dedicated, as you see, without any mortification, and even mind you, today will come up to see.
Money making is not bad. The money comes.
She has not commercialized.
No, there is no commercial. Krishna says that jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasnasi, jat tapasasi, purus satan madarpanam. To earn money is not bad. But if it is given to Krishna, then it is.
That is?
Bhakti.
That is what she has done.
That is bhakti. Just like Arjuna, he was a soldier. But he fought for Krishna. That is a military art. For his personal, he refused. No, I am not going to fight with my relatives. But when he understood that Krishna wants it, he did it. So anything, if we adopted with Krishna's service, then we can focus. Krishna is saying, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yomi Vaktya Puyach. Anyone who is offering in devotion a little leaf, little flower, little water, I accept. But Krishna is not poverty stricken that he wants from you something. But he wants your bhakti. That he become a devotee, manvana bhava manva. He wants that. So, if the poorest man also gives something in bhakti, Krishna accepts. So, that does not mean that I have got money. If Krishna is satisfied with little flower, so give little flower to Krishna and enjoy this money for my sense. That is cheating. Krishna says, whatever you do, Guru Satar Madhava, give me that. And that is it. So, whatever position we may be in, if our life is dedicated to Krishna, that is Bhakti. That is what it doesn't matter what is the status, but Krishna is unlimitedly everything. Just like we are spending lakhs and crores in this. What is purpose? They may say that Krishna is satisfied with Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Why are we spending so much money? The idea is that when there is money, if you simply offer Krishna patram pushpam toyam, that is cheating. Krishna knows it. If you have got money, then you must spend a gorgeous temple for Krishna. That is proper utilization. Not the money is kept for my separate use, and Krishna may be offered a little leaf and water. According to one's position, he must worship Krishna. So, Bombay is so rich, therefore you are collecting. Spend for this. Otherwise, it will be spent for other purposes. Money will be spent, it will not stay. Sannimitte varum tyago, vinasi niyate sati. Money will not stay, at least at the time of my death, money will remain where it is. I will have to go on. Naked. So, money, so long, is in my hand, let it spend for Krishna. Very good. It will be spent. I will have to be separated. There is no excuse. So long it is in my possession, let it spend for Krishna. That is good. So whatever I know, so we are not of that philosophy. They don't touch money. No, not only touch. We can consume any amount of money. Bring it and spend for Krishna. That is our attitude. We are not that so-called renouncer. That as soon as there is money, my face becomes deformed, my hands go this way. No, we capture immediately and spend it immediately for Krishna. Lakshmi is to engage in the service of Narayan. Just like Sita Devi, Lakshmi, she is meant for serving Narayan, Ramchandra. Ravan thought that take out the Lakshmi from Rama. He became vanquished. Finished. She could not keep Lakshmi, but she became vanquished. Because she wanted to enjoy Lakshmi without Ram. But Lakshmi cannot stay without Ram. Narayan. That is false attempt. So he became vanquished with money, with family, everything, personal, everything. So, if we want to keep Lakshmi without Narayan, then it will not be very good. Lakshmi keeps Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, very good.